For 2 weeks in January, KBIA sent a team of reporters to the Missouri Boot Heel to work on a series of reports on the health and prosperity of the region. We're bringing you the reporting in this special week-long series called Shortage in Richland. I'm Ryan Famuliner. The state of Missouri has some big international opportunities for agriculture trade on the horizon right now, from Cuba all the way to Asia. One group of farms that stand to gain perhaps the most is the small but mighty rice farms in the Boot Heel. Many rice growers there are salivating at the chance to expand to new markets, but some obstacles are still standing in the way. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
The sprawling farmland of the Boot Heel has some of the most productive land in the U.S. A solid water supply and nutrient-rich flatland creates a fertile environment to grow some of the most diverse crops not readily found in the rest of the state. Today, farm owner Chuck Ernest drives along a dirt road next to his rice fields near Skill, Missouri. It's not planting season yet, so the fields are flooded. Flocks of ducks take turns floating on the rippling water and flying above it.
This has turned out to be the duck hunting center of Middle America is right in this territory. Well, there might be 1,000 ducks out there.
But ducks aren't really what's on his mind. Ernest is ready to expand his rice fields. And he says free trade agreements across the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific Ocean could open up markets and raise prices. And that would be a big boon for Missouri's rice farmers in the Boot Heel.
About 40% of the American rice crop is exported year after year. And so we have to have access to foreign markets in order to be able to move our crop.
Ernest says the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, could do exactly that. 12 nations from New Zealand up to Canada are trying to hammer out a deal that could open up tariff-free trades across many industries, including automobiles and pharmaceuticals. But perhaps the trickiest negotiations surround agriculture products. That's mostly because of Japan, which is protective of its so-called five sacred commodities: beef and pork, wheat, sugar, dairy, and rice. Wyatt Thompson is an agriculture economist at the University of Missouri.
In trade negotiations, they have tied that protection to motivations such as preserving culture and food security or food safety, and also other things that you might not think of, like flood control or having pretty countrysides.
So he says Japan's farms have a strong influence on food policy. Hence, the country opposes dropping agriculture tariffs, which would allow more foreign competition. Although more competitors might hurt producers in Japan, Thompson says it could mean cheaper prices and more variety for Japanese consumers. As for the U.S., eliminating tariffs mean more beef, pork, and rice could be sold to Japan.
So for a range of commodities, we might increase our exports to Japan. That means higher U.S. prices for these commodities and somewhat greater revenue to farmers and other producers.
But in the U.S., there are other concerns. Some food safety groups contend the agreement may lead to imports that don't meet strict American safety standards. Seafood tops the list of concerning products. But because exact terms of the deal are unknown, experts say it's hard to speculate. Those in favor of an agreement, including U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, say it's crucial to strike a TPP deal.
If we don't get this done, the void will be filled by China. And China will set the stage and set the rules for trade with Asian nations in the future. We don't want to cede that opportunity to China.
Vilsack says if the 12 countries can agree on the TPP, he wants the deal to happen quickly. That's why he and previous agriculture secretaries have asked Congress to grant trade promotion authority to President Barack Obama. It would allow the president to negotiate a trade deal and fast-track it to Congress for approval. Ultimately, Vilsack says nailing down a TPP agreement would help create momentum for an even bigger trade agreement with the European Union. Back in southeast Missouri, rice farmer Chuck Ernest says his neighboring farmers are eager to get a chunk of the estimated $3 billion increase in agriculture exports the deal could bring.
That's a lot of money, and for Missouri producers to get our share of that would be a significant thing. It would either draw the rice price up, or it would increase the rice acres in Missouri. Either of those are good things.
Ernest says he's excited about a TPP deal, but it's actually another deal with just a single country that could boost rice sales big time for Boot Heel farmers.
Cuba has been a market we believe we should have been in 20 years ago, and it is a constant policy that we have wanted for a long time. And so now we finally have a president who's willing to talk about it.
We're excited about the possibility of normalized relations with Cuba. Until 1963, Cuba was the biggest market for U.S. rice.
That's rice farm owner Paul Combs. A few miles up the road from Ernest, he pulls up in his truck on a clear winter day to check in with some rice that's being loaded into bins for shipping.
Why don't you pick a warm day to grow rice? I mean, load rice.
Hey, it's better than last year.
Combs says some of his rice ends up in milling operations stateside for grocery stores or beer.
The other big outlet for us in the Boot Heel is the Mississippi River, and most of that rice gets loaded onto barges as unprocessed rice, or what they call rough rice, and then gets exported. And the primary markets for that export market are Mexico and then all of the countries in Central America.
He says since Cuba sits smack dab in the middle of a busy U.S. trade route, Cuba would be able to score higher quality rice at a cheaper price than what they are currently buying from Vietnam. That would be a big deal for the island with a large import market, according to agriculture economist Bill Messina at the University of Florida.
They're a small country, but they're having to import over 60% of their food requirements to feed the population.
Messina says in 2014, Cuba bought $2.2 billion worth of food products. Rice is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what Missouri farmers could sell to the island. Commodity groups, including wheat, pork, and rice, have jumped on board, calling for the end of the U.S. trade embargo. But that takes an act of Congress. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill visited Cuba recently. She says now is the time to drop the embargo, which would not only help Missouri producers, but help Cuban citizens too.
The Castro government is using the American embargo as an excuse to the people of Cuba to explain their lack of prosperity. It's time we rip away that excuse.
Reversing the embargo is gaining traction among Democrats and some Republicans. McCaskill says balancing the trade will ultimately strengthen the economy of Missouri and the U.S. Back in the Boot Heel, rice farmer Paul Combs says rice could act as the gateway commodity for the rest of Missouri's agriculture industry.
Is it going to be as big a market as it was in 63 when it first opens? Maybe, maybe not. But as time goes on, if their economy improves because of increased tourism, then maybe you start to sell them the higher-priced agricultural products like beef from Missouri or pork from Missouri.
But whenever either the TPP or Cuba trade opens up, both Combs and Ernest agree that rice farmers in the Boot Heel are at the ready to start converting more acreage to rice to ship internationally. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
Our week-long series continues tomorrow during Morning Edition and All Things Considered as KBIA's Bram Sable-Smith brings us a story about infant mortality rates.
They come in, they're like, well, we're going to have to take the baby because she's having respiratory breathing problems. She's blue. She don't look right.
I'm Ryan Femuliner. You can find these stories from our series on the Missouri Boot Heel, including photos and video, at kbia.org. Just click on the Shortage in Richland link. Thanks for listening.